Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Let's face it, summer has a way of really taking a chunk out of your bank account. You gotta pay for vacations, sending the kids to camp, running your air conditioner at full blast. But there is one thing you don't really need to pay for this summer, and that's live music. New Yorkers in particular got it made this summer with free concerts happening throughout the city just about every night from June to September. The concert listing website Oh My Rockness has compiled a pretty comprehensive list of these free shows. And joining me today with a couple of highlights is Patrick McNamara, co-creator of the site. Patrick, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Let's start with Brooklyn's Northside Festival. On June 15th, the Scottish group called Churches, the band that's spelled with a V, C-H-V-R-C-H-E-S, is playing at McCarran Park in Williamsburg as part of Northside Fest. Now, is that becoming like the South by Southwest of the Northeast?
It's getting there. I believe this is the fourth or fifth year they've been doing it. I'll have to check that. But they have a lot of shows this year, all on the north side of Brooklyn, hence the name Northside Fest. And this Churches show at McCarran is one of their few totally free shows. You don't need a badge or anything like that. And it's actually the number one most popular show on our site. So all of they have the most saves from our users. So people are excited about it.
Now, you don't need to buy a ticket, but you do need to RSVP.
You do need to RSVP. If you plan on going to the show, you should double check to see if the RSVP is still open or if it's closed. Sometimes when it's closed, they reopen it. But I know it's a very popular show.
Yeah. So that's June 15th. And it'll be this band called Churches. Here's an excerpt from their album from last year, The Bones of What You Believe. So Glasgow, Scotland, that is the band Churches from their album The Bones of What You Believe and a song called Recover. And they are playing at McCarran Park in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, as part of Brooklyn's Northside Festival on June 15th. A free concert, but you can't just show up. You do need to RSVP for those free passes. And that is one of the free summer concerts on the summer listings that Oh My Rockness has put together. You can find a link to their listing of free shows in New York this summer on our website, soundcheck.org. Patrick McNamara is the co-creator of Oh My Rockness here with me in the studio. July 24th, Teenage Fan Club. Again, we're in Scotland. Teenage Fan Club is coming to town to play at Pier 84. This is part of Hudson River Park's River Rocks. Is this a relative newcomer to the outdoor scene here in New York?
Yeah. It seems like lately these pier shows are becoming more popular. Hudson River Park has been doing shows, but like you said, they are relatively new. It's a great – going to see a show on the water is just a great experience. It's especially on those beautiful summer nights when everything is perfect and the music sounds amazing. It's really, you get your money's worth, which is great because it's a free show.
And you know, let's face it, July 24th, it can be pretty hot and steamy in New York around
Definitely.
That time of year. And if you're on the water, maybe there's a little breeze blowing in off the Hudson. Nothing wrong with that.
Definitely. A little bit of a chill.
And Teenage Fan Club. I mean, these guys have been around forever.
Yeah. Probably my favorite record of theirs is Bandwagon-esque from 1991, which the little known or well known fact about that was that that album beat out Spin did a poll of best albums of 1991, and it beat out Nirvana's Nevermind,
what?
And My Bloody Valentine, Loveless, and REM's Out of Time. That was number one, and it's been, you know, they were name checked by Kurt Cobain as being one of his favorite bands. A lot of people said that they were very similar to a big star who did it maybe a decade before them. But they've been going strong for the last 25 years, and they're just a really good pop band.
All right, Patrick. So pick a song from this alleged number one album of 1991.
It's always good to start with the beginning. The first song on the album, "The Concept," is one of the standouts of that album. But really, the whole album is pretty good. But it's good to start there.
Teenage Fan Club. That's called "The Concept" from the 1991 record "Bandwagonesque" by Scotland's Teenage Fan Club, who are, they haven't made a record in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's been a few, 4 or 5 years.
Patrick McNamara of the concert listing website Oh My Rockness is here with me in the Soundcheck studio to share just a few of the highlights of a jam-packed summer of free music here in New York. And again, I'll mention again that a lot of these people are touring around. Our next artist is St. Vincent, who is appearing on many of the festivals around the country this summer, including Celebrate Brooklyn at the Prospect Park Bandshell on August 9th. She just played the finale of Saturday Night Live, so her star is certainly in the ascendant.
Yeah, definitely. She, in my opinion, she brought the house down on that episode of Saturday Night Live. There was, I guess, a lot of polarizing reactions to her on Twitter and on other forms of social media.
So people were saying, what is this? I don't get it, that sort of thing.
Well, she does her synchronized dance moves, and she acts like a robot sometimes, and it's all very stylized, and it's part of the whole performance that she brings, which I definitely appreciate, but maybe not everybody would.
Right. We're talking about Annie Clark, who records as St. Vincent, great electric guitarist as well as a singer and songwriter.
She shreds.
And did that that really wonderful brass-heavy record with David Byrne a year or two ago.
Yeah, definitely. And her latest album that came out a few months ago, almost unanimously critically acclaimed. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great listening experience.
Let's hear a little bit from the album, which is also called St. Vincent. And this song is "Digital Witness." St. Vincent's music from the album St. Vincent. That is a song called "Digital Witness," which she performed on Saturday Night Live recently. You can bet that'll be on the set list on August 9th when St. Vincent plays at Celebrate Brooklyn in the Prospect Park Bandshell. That is another of the summer free events that that Patrick McNamara is sharing with us on Soundcheck today. Patrick is co-creator of the concert listing website Oh My Rockness, and they've put together a big, long, comprehensive listing of free shows in New York this summer. Check it out. There's a link at our website, soundcheck.org. Sticking with August and moving to the 16th, another of the big park events here in New York is Central Park Summer Stage. And they've got a long season of things, too. But you chose Blood Orange and Sean Nicholas Savage. Why?
Again, this is another one of those true artists I was talking about with St. Vincent. But I really think Dev Hines, who records under Blood Orange, he's really...
And who used to record as Lightspeed Champion.
And before that, he was a kid in this punk band, Test Icicles.
Right.
So we've been doing All My Rockness for 10 years, and we've kind of been following his career. And as Blood Orange, he's really created this whole sort of alternative soul, dance, funk, chill concept album. The album that I'm referring to is called Cupid Deluxe. It's a great record, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him live.
All right, so that's August 16th, Blood Orange, with the Canadian singer-songwriter Sean Nicholas Savage. That'll be part of Central Park Summer Stage. Again, just part of a very busy summer of free concerts here in New York. We've been speaking with Patrick McNamara of the website Oh My Rockness. Check out their full listings. There's a link at soundcheck.org. Patrick, great seeing you again. Happy
Thanks,
summer.
Well. Thanks. You too.
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time. Fall asleep right next to me.